Hey, welcome to yet another episode of Blood, Guts, and Coffee. Hey there, this is Blood, Guts, and Coffee, and that was Queens of the Stone Age with Feel Good Hit of the Summer. And I know it's not summer, but that's, I don't know, that song's not really meant for summer anyways. It's meant for, I don't know, anytime you're partying. Which, by the way, not that I'm partying that hard, but I'm going to get good and drunk tonight because my wife and daughter went away for the weekend. They went to my wife's friend's house, so they have a girls' night, and I haven't had the house myself, and I can't remember the last time. I think it was last summer for like one night, but I have the next 48 hours the house myself, and I didn't tell any of my friends. I had one friend who was supposed to come over, but then he might not be able to tomorrow, but I didn't tell anybody else, and tell anybody I work with, or like any of my friends at work or anything. Because I didn't want them to be like, oh, well, why aren't we having a party? I didn't want fucking anyone coming over. I just wanted to, if my one buddy's not coming like originally planned, then I just want to lay on the couch tomorrow and have a fucking like Game of Thrones marathon and watch Punisher Season 2, which is actually one of my segues here. I wanted to talk about Punisher Season 2. I just started watching last night. I watched the first two episodes. And, yeah, pretty fucking good so far. I mean, like, I don't know. I was a big fan of the first season. I was a really big fan of Daredevil Season 2 also, unlike a lot of people. But I thought Daredevil Season 2 was great. I thought, and not just because of the Punisher. I just thought it was entertaining. It was probably the least good season, I guess. Like, Season 1 and Season 3 are fucking amazing. But, still, Season 2 with Don Bernthal playing the Punisher was great. And so I was so excited. I remember I was so excited when that was, like, when I knew that was happening, that was coming out. I remember I just, like, said to my wife, I was like, look, don't bother me for the whole day. I didn't say that. That sounds mean. I didn't say it like that, but I said, like, look, this is what I'm doing for the whole day. Like, this is my plan for this day. And I just binge watched the whole thing because I was so excited about it. And yeah, and then when the first season of The Punisher came out, really excited about that. My only problem with it was, like, it's just an immature little kid problem with it, is that he wasn't wearing his Punisher costume, like, the whole season. Like, he was the beginning for a brief, for like the first, like, 10 minutes of the first episode, and then at the very end. And I was like, oh, I don't know. It's just when you're a kid and you see, like, you see these characters in comic books and in cartoons, you imagine what they, I think I said this on my last podcast, you imagine what they would be like in real life. And so, you know, I want to see him wearing his Punisher, like, the, you know, the White Skull, his uniform, his costume, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I want to see that. That's what I, you know, so I can fulfill that, the 10-year-old in me who's always wanted to see the Punisher live action. But yeah, so that so far is pretty good. I'm hoping to watch the rest of that this weekend at some point. The only thing is, like, I keep hoping for with these Punisher things, like with the first and now second season, not quite as much in Daredevil, but it still would have been cool. I always kind of, for some reason, expected to have like a war journal kind of thing going on, like where, like, the Punisher's narrating, like where John Bernthal is, like, narrating. Because, I mean, that was one of the cool things about the very first Punisher movie with Dolph Lundgren. That was one of the coolest things, is him narrating it. Like, talking about how fucking dark the world is, how depressed he is, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. That's what the way I think of the Punisher. I think of, you know, when you read most of his comic books, he's narrating it. So I was hoping it was gonna kind of have, like, a war journal sort of theme to it, but I don't know. It's still good. It's good and violent. Like, it's just, it's what you're looking for if you're looking for a nice violent show. The first episode took a little bit to get into the violence. There was, like, some, you know, lovey-dovey stuff. But, I mean, you know, the Punisher deserves to get laid, too. So, spoilers. Sorry about that. So, if you haven't yet, check that out. Oh, I forgot to write this down. I created a Facebook, not a Facebook page. I think I'm still going to do that, but I created a Facebook profile for this podcast. And so if I, like, talk about things or have, like, recommendations for things, I'm going to start posting trailers on it. So please go to that page, that just type in Blood, Guts, and Coffee. I'm sure it'll come up. You'll see the logo for the podcast. And I'm just going to, you know, post things that I think are cool. Things that, like, I, you know, maybe forgot to talk about on the podcast or did talk about. So I'll post, like, a trailer for a movie I recommended or something like that. So please check that out. The, like I said, the profile picture, just the my podcast logo or cover photo, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Then the cover photo on the back is Ash from Evil Dead as Deadite. Deadite Ash. Please check that out. And also, I know before I've said email me at bloodgutsandcoffee@outlook.com. You can still do that if you want, but also now if you go to that page or that profile or whatever you want to call it, you can direct message me. And because, you know, I'd love to, I'm just, you know, talking out into space right now. I'd love to, you know, have something bounce back and a little bit of dialogue going on here. I did a weird hand motion just now when I did that dialogue. No one else can see it. What else I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, last night I was watching Goodfellas because it was on Netflix, and fucking love that movie. It's something I also, like, I never talk about on here. Like, I'm also a huge fan of crime movies, like mob movies, crime movies, you know, crooked cops, undercover cops. I love all that shit. That's like, I don't know, to me, the definition of a thriller. If it is one of those keep you on the edge of your seat movies. But, like, especially like an undercover cop movie, because those are so like kind of, you know, you're always afraid the guy's gonna get caught. It's, you know, you put yourself in that person's shoes and you're like, Jesus Christ, that'd be a fucking terrifying job if you slip up and they fucking, who knows what they do to you. I mean, I'm sure like the mafia does something very not as bad as say like a cartel, like a Mexican cartel or a Colombian cartel. The shit that I've heard that they do to somebody like that is fucking horrendous. Ugh. But yeah, so anyways, I was watching Goodfellas and it made me think about something that I really prefer in movies is, not like all the time, but a lot of the time I really enjoy, when there's like big A-list actors, but they're part of a big cast or an ensemble, I guess you'd call it. Like, so, you know, like Goodfellas is a perfect example. I mean, Ray Liotta is the main character in it, Henry Hill, but Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro are arguably bigger actors than he is. And even like, well, especially back then, but I mean, even still to this day, well, maybe Ray Liotta is bigger than Joe Pesci. He doesn't do a whole lot now, except that like Snickers commercial. But yeah, I just find it entertaining when like someone like Robert De Niro, who's even back then was a big actor, who, and he's like not the main focus of the movie. And same with Robert De Niro in Quentin Tarantino's movie Jackie Brown. He was like a very minor character in the movie, but it's Robert fucking De Niro. He's like probably the most popular actor in the movie at the time. And, you know, along with Samuel Jackson. I don't even think Samuel Jackson was that big back then. You know, he's done like fucking 200 movies in his career. And I think back then he hadn't done, you know, nearly that many. But that was a perfect one because, you know, you always expect Robert De Niro to be the main character, the main bad guy, the main good guy, or whatever. And that one, he was just this, like, dumb criminal, like, this dumb, like, bank robber guy who's kind of, you know, doesn't think what he's doing. He's, like, this ex-con. He's just kind of, like, stoned all the time, the whole movie. But anyways, yeah, I really enjoy that. Like, I think, like, well, for the most part, like, a lot of Quentin Tarantino's movies are like that, really. There's, like, big-name actors, but they're not always the main person in the movie. I mean, I guess other than like Django Unchained, because like that whole movie was Django, like was Jamie Foxx and Christoph Waltz. But here I go again saying, so yeah. Yeah, I watched. Yeah, no, so I finished. Like, I watched Goodfellas. I'd started like a few days ago, or a week, couple weeks ago, or something like that. And I finished watching that, and then I was like, okay, well, I need some more Scorsese. So I, which isn't on Netflix, so I had to find on a streaming site, Casino, which is also such a good movie. For a while, I always thought like, I'm like, ah, they're about as good as each other. Like, they're equally as good. But no, Goodfellas is way better than Casino. Casino's still really good, but like, Goodfellas is just better. It's just, there's just so many awesome things about Goodfellas. Like, I don't know. My mother, actually, she's a huge mob movie fan. Like, she loved The Sopranos. She loves all the Godfathers, Goodfellas, Bugsy, Casino, like, all that kind of stuff. And it's so weird because it's so out of character for her because she's, like, the nicest person in the universe. She's just the sweetest, nicest person. But she loves organized crime movies. She can't get enough of them. She thinks they're the greatest. So my mom kind of made me a fan of all that stuff when I was a kid. I always go to this video store that did five movies, $5, five nights. And this is when it was VHS. And I'd always ask her, do you want me to rent another mob movie for you? And she'd always be like, yeah, of course. And so I'd rent one of the Godfathers or something like that, and then I'd sit and watch it with her. And those movies are so long that it was like back when, you know, a movie was so long that I had to go on two tapes because one tape just couldn't fucking handle it. You know, that's so weird that one tape can't handle like 2.5 hours. There's a way around that. Like, I think they just did that for publicity, like, just like, oh, look at this, the double tape box set or whatever. But yeah, ramble. Wow, that only filled 12 minutes. Holy. All right. Well, I don't know. I guess this isn't gonna be like the longest episode. I just have a movie recommendation and a comic book recommendation. And then I'm going to order some beer for delivery. And then I'm going to get drunk and listen to my records. I have a pretty decent record collection, and I never get to listen to it because we have a baby. Which, you know, I obviously would never, ever trade. But when my wife and daughter are away for the weekend, I'm going to listen to... I don't know what I'm going to listen to. I have so many options. I think last time I had this opportunity, I listened to Ride the Lightning by Metallica on vinyl. And that was... It's just so good. I've listened to... I have so much... Maybe I'll crank some Misfits or something. I do have some whiskey here. I'll drink some of that. My buddy was over on New Year's. My best friend was over on New Year's and went to the liquor store on New Year's Eve and... by booze, obviously, and I didn't even notice until like we got back to my place. He bought this bottle of Johnny Walker. I was like, oh shit, how much was that? He's like, $50. I'm like, god damn, dude. And he's like, well, it's really cool because it's Game of Thrones themed, and it's Johnny Walker, but it's called White Walker, and the bottle's all white, and then like has like cool designs on it and stuff. And then if you put it in the freezer and take it out, all the designs turn blue, and yeah, and then he just left it here. Like, he went home, like, the day after New Year's Day, and I text him, like, later on. I'm like, dude, you know you left, like, most of a bottle of, like, that bottle of Johnny Walker here, or White Walker? And he also left, like, an ounce of weed in my in my tin, and I was just like, wow. Like, and I text him about that, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's just a gift for you guys. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. So I'm good for weed for a while, but anyways, that's probably not interesting at all. Okay, so I guess first, so a new thing I wanted to start doing is a comic book recommendation. And I just wrote it down, comic book recommendation, and I didn't even think to look at my comic book to decide which one. Mostly, like, it's probably gonna be mostly graphic novels I recommend, because that's mostly what I read. Like, I have one shelf that's all DC, one shelf that's all Marvel. Marvel is mostly comic books, like, with, you know, in plastic with cardboard back. That's mostly what my Marvel is. And I have a Marvel encyclopedia, and I have, like, a handful of graphic novels. But then my DC shelf is pretty much, it's, like, mostly graphic novels, which are about, I don't know, 80% Batman graphic novels. And... and the rest are just like Flash, Green Lantern, Justice Society. And then I have a shelf below that that's just like miscellaneous. It's like Image and then a bunch of other like Dark Horse. And some random ones that like probably never heard of. What's it called? What are they called? Are they... I'm trying to remember what the... company name is for the one. It's like Valiant Comics, which is like the third biggest superhero universe behind, you know, DC and Marvel, obviously. I wonder who's bigger, DC or Marvel. It's something I've actually never known. Like, I don't know, maybe they're tied, maybe not. I have like, I also have like on that my DC shelf, I have DC encyclopedia, and then I have two Batman encyclopedias, because like I said before, Batman's obviously my favorite superhero. I prefer DC Comics over Marvel Comics, comic book wise. I enjoy the characters more. You know, obviously then the Marvel movies are better than the DC movies. I think I've said this before, but I think the reason for that is that like DC does, it just seems to not translate to live action very well. You know, Arrow was good when it first started, then it's gotten kind of cheesy, but like when it first began, it was so awesome. Same with the Flash. Flash is pretty good too, and then it just also became cheesy and like soap opera-y. And yeah, I don't know. I've kind of just given up. Who knows though? It's like that Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. It might be pretty good. But we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. I mean, Yeah, I just don't think, you know, you look at Batman and Superman. They're awesome in comics, but look at their costumes. They're kind of silly. Like, so it's kind of like hard to like, you know, really do. I've always felt like this since I was a kid, even though I'm like one of the biggest fans of Batman. It's just, I feel like it's kind of, you know, hard to do in a live action setting. There's always something I don't like about each live action Batman, whether it's a lot of things or a little thing. Like, actually, and I don't know, people always find this so surprising when I say this. I mean, like, 'cause I always, even though the new DC movies aren't great, Batman or Ben Affleck is my favorite live action Batman. 'Cause he's just so close to the comics in the cartoon. Like, he's just, that's the closest I've ever gotten. And like, I don't know. I just want to say to people, like, what are you looking for when you know, what do you want? Like, this, when people say Ben Affleck didn't do a good job, I'm like, he was like the saving grace of that movie. He was the only thing that was really good about that movie was him as Batman. And I mean, not as much in Justice League, but in Batman v Superman, like, he was my favorite part. You know, and he didn't do that stupid gravelly voice that Christian Bale did for his Batman. And like, don't get me wrong, I love the Dark Knight movies. I like, those are some of the best movies ever made. Also a big fan of Christopher Nolan. Like, I think everything he does is good. But yeah, I remember seeing Batman Begins and being blown away by it, but just his gravelly voice kind of was kind of like, that's weird. And then it was worse than the next two movies. Other than that, everything about those movies is amazing, but just like, I don't know. See, I like how Ben Affleck just had like a voice changer, just made his voice a little bit darker, and it's, I don't know, it fit to me. It just seemed right. Anyways, my comic book recommendation is a graphic novel from Image Comics that I've never read the sequel to, but I really enjoyed this one. I've always meant to read the sequel or go buy the sequel. It's this book. It's called Spread. And it's fucking awesome. If you're looking for something violent and bloody and amazing, it's like kind of zombies. It's kind of this, like, I don't know, weird monster plant thing that's slowly spreading over the earth. And if it comes in contact with you, it infects you and turns you into like this, you know, Resident Evil style zombie monster that's just like, you know, it can morph and change your body. Or if you've seen that episode of like Rick and Morty, the Cronenberg world, it's like kind of like that too. Like, it's really fucking good. But here, I'll just read the back of it. Okay, so, oh, it's called The Spread. The Spread. For 10 years, it has twisted our planet into its own warped image. Now, one man has found the key that could save the world, but in his path are monsters, raiders, cannibals, fanatics, and one cranky baby. And it's, if you've ever read the comic book series Saga, it's similar to that in the way that the story is being told by the baby, but like, as you know, when she's grown up or something. But it's like, so she it's the baby narrating the story from when she's an adult, and it's really good. The main character, he's like almost like Wolverine, except instead of having claws, he just has two hatchets in his hand. And he's just like this fucking badass who just like, I don't know, it's like a hero. He just like saves people, helps people. And like, anyways, I'm recommending that even though I haven't read it in, I don't know, 2 years. But I just remember being really good. And like, I swear, next time I'm in a comic book store, I'm just gonna, if I see it, I'm just gonna go buy it. I'm just gonna, that's that, I'm buying that. But yeah. That's my comic book recommendation for this week. And my movie recommendation is a horror movie thriller kind of. It's two movies, and they're pretty sure they're both still on Netflix. That's where I watched them, and yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen them on there still. Creep, the movie's called Creep, and then the second one, Creep 2. And really good movie. Like, it's okay, yeah, like the thing I love about it so much is you can tell it had such a low budget, and they got so much done with it. It's like a found footage movie, both of them are. And there's only two people in the first one, and I think two or maybe three in the second one. But it's just a decent little, you know, indie movie that I found. I when I was like going to watch it, I thought, I don't know. Seems kind of silly. And even when I started watching it, I was, you know, when you're watching a movie that you're not quite sure of and you're thinking, should I just give up now? Should I just turn it off now? But I just continued with it, and it was really good. By the end of it, I was like, man, that was awesome. And then I was like, oh, the second one's on here. I'll just watch that right now, too. And then I got my wife to watch them, too, and she really liked them. And they were talking about making a third one, and then, like, it was on IMDb, and then it just, it's not there anymore, so I guess they're not doing it. But, yeah, so check that out. And, yeah, that's all I'm going to talk about today. Yeah, that's it. Now I'm going to order some beer and get drunk and listen to music and see where the night takes me. Oh, and this will be hopefully the last podcast I do on my phone. I just got a microphone in today, but it doesn't, like, I need to get an adapter, so I'll plug it into my computer. So I just ordered a USB adapter to plug that in and some headphones in to my little HP Stream laptop I bought. And then this podcast should just be way better. It should sound better, way more, like, variety of music to play. The app I was using to download music, I guess that doesn't exist anymore because I just tried to download stuff and it's like, nope, doesn't exist. I'm like, okay. So I picked clean out of the songs that I have left on my phone that I haven't played on previous episodes. So yeah, that's the end of this episode. And the song I will be playing is Little Monster by Royal Blood. Queens of Stone Age and Royal Blood. What a fucking good combination, eh? Well, enjoy. And yeah, tell your friends. Thank you. Bye.
Monster. podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.